All right, this promises to be a fun episode. I hope, despite the heat, kaya sa mga listeners natin dyan na nagdurusa sa init katulad naming lahat, I hope this, but may tumatawa sa background, hindi ko pa ini-introduce. I hope that you will all find this episode entertaining, at least even for a while, because grabe talaga yung init ngayon, grabe. If you're hearing a buzzing right now on my microphone, that's because the electric fan is trained towards me. Ayoko na mag-aircon dahil takot na ako sa bill ko sa katapusan. Dahil alam niyo naman, compounded ngayon ang bills because of the quarantine, right? Now, with the snicker in the background, most people or most of my friends probably already know my next guest. Thank you. Good night. Now, but seriously,
sorry.
This guy is a good friend of mine, and buti na lang wala siyang choice kundi umuwi dito kasi wala naman siyang pupuntahan. Calvin Milliado, Calvin.
Sorry.
Hindi pa tayo nagsisimula. May nasabi ba?
Meron yung miral ko, buisit.
Eh, ganun talaga, bro. Eh, alam mo naman, nasa quarantine tayo ngayon.
Okay. Let's understand them. Kahit, three times yung kanilang sinigil na kuryente sa akin. So,
ganun ba?
Okay lang. Yeah. You don't get any, So, parang, ewan ko, how do they calibrate that entire thing?
Well, we'll find out in the end how they do it.
Sorry. And it's the opening, amiral ko.
Mo naman, may kasabihan din. No. Kapit lang tayo, bro. Kapit lang, di ba?
Pero malamig dito sa akin. Ewan ko sa'yo, ba't nainitan ka?
Paano ba naman? Tatlo yata yung aircon mo dyan, eh.
No, bawasan
mo, bro. Saan kailangan mo?
Good evening muna ako.
Kaya pala tatlong beses yung singil ng miral ko sa'yo. Bumati ka.
Yeah.
Oh, Calvin, nagre-record tayo. Bumati ka na.
Sorry. Pare, excited lang ako. Sorry.
Oh, nga,
take mo, no. Thank you, Jet. Sa mga nakikinig. When you called me last night, was it last night? Regarding this, di ba, inahan pa kita. Sabi ko, wag ah. Ayoko. Sabi ko. And then you said, I specifically called for that, but anyways, I'm very honored. Thank you, salamat for featuring me. Should I say that or?
Well, thank you for saying
whoever
yes.
cares
again,
to listen
not,
to this.
Not that you had a choice, Calvin. Thank you.
No.
Marami tayong pag-uusapan eh.
Game.
Well, thank you also. Oh, kanina pa tayo game. Anyways,
magagalit ako.
Marami akong shared experiences with this guy, folks, you know. Unang-una, pareho kami ng alma mater, San Beda. Ako high school. High school ka ba, Alves?
Yes, high school, 8 years. No, 8 years, high school, college.
And we're both singers, which I would like to get into right now before things go downhill. Calvin Milliado, the name rings a bell, guys. It's because he was once a pop singer. Was it the '90s, Calvs? Nineties, but
nineties, right out of college when I graduated. Hindi ko alam kung ano gagawin ko. So I was fortunate enough to meet or come across my manager. I still call him my manager, kahit hindi na ako talent. Boy Abunda. So, yun. That's how it all started.
Ito yung panahon na...
91.
Yeah, kasabay mo sila Ariel Rivera, correct?
Ariel, yeah, Desa. Those were the original ones. Sa Backroom Incorporated. That's the name of the management.
And at that time, was pop music big on solo singers? Especially male performers?
That was, well, I don't know. Martin was there already, Gary, and diba? You know, Augie and everyone else, no? But they were missing that time. Parang the next generation na mga balladeers and all. That was big. That was quite popular back then. So that was Ariel. Ariel was the next big thing that happened after Martin, Gary, Ogie, and all of that. No, so yun. And yeah, that's how it all started.
It's interesting to note that you were a varsity player, right? You're big on basketball.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, high school. I played for San Beda, for the Red Cubs and the Red Lions in college.
Okay, so that was your first love. Was that your first love, or were you already singing at the
practically
time?
Practically my entire meron ka high school passion and for college. Singing. No, singing will have to start earlier. Pa, my singing was honed in church. I was part of a choir. You know, I was very religious nung araw. Talagang na-influence lang ng theater. Kaya medyo na ligaw ako ng konti. Pero actually, okay. Altar boy ako. Yeah, no.
So, kasalanan ko ng theater.
No. Ano yan?
Oh, okay. But anyway, seriously. So, you were into singing as in a choir?
Because my brothers, choir lang. And then I was given a chance to sing solo, dahan-dahan. Mm-hmm. And then after the solo, you gain in confidence ng konti in church, no? And then yun na, when in one of the music classes in high school, San Beda, I was playing basketball then. Mm-hmm. Tapos, I don't know if you came across her. Ming Hernandez was a music teacher.
Yes, yes.
Can never forget her. You know, she plays the piano at random lang during classes. And then he would just point people randomly and say, oh, you sing one line. And then my turn came. She asked me to sing. And then when I sang, she made me finish the song. So, parang, wow, okay. Yeah. And then she goes, oh, we have a convocation. You're familiar with the convocations, Jet, no? Sa San Beda.
Yes, yes.
Yun. So she said, oh, this afternoon we have a convocation. We're doing awarding ceremony stuff for the quarter. You'll be the intermission number.
So sumayaw ka.
God help me. Anyway, I sang, pare. Tapos, I got the first applause and all of that. I'm like, oh, okay, masaya to. So, kasi everybody was laughing prior to that because they knew me as a basketball player. Sabi, sino mo tong higanting to kakanta? Parang tawanan, di ba? Alam mo, bidista.
Of course,
all boys school that time, di ba?
Of parang course.
Weird
of course.
To see a basketball player suddenly pick up a mic and sing. So, yun na. It kind of like, started from there. Then I got invited to other schools to sing for free. And I was enjoying it. Deep inside, I was enjoying the applause. I was enjoying the attention and all of that. Masaya eh. So, it was pretty shallow for me, pero I was enjoying it. So
no, it's never shallow, Calvin. When you're yeah. entertaining people, it's never a shallow thing.
You're right. No, it's not easy. So,
next question is, yes. So, nag-start yung passion mo for singing and you actually got to sing a lot during your school days.
Yes, yes. So,
paano nagkaroon ng backroom entertainment? What was the gateway from singing there to a professional career?
I was marketing management in college. I didn't know what to do after college, honestly, because I was targeting professional basketball. But during my last year, I had a little misunderstanding with my coach, so the dreams suddenly were shattered. Wala na. Mm-hmm. So sabi ko, well, my sister that time knew Boy Abunda. Boy Abunda was starting with the backroom, with the backroom management, no, the company. So he had this audition for parang a singing contest, parang a la American Idol, whatever.
Oh, was this televised or in private?
No, wala. Nung araw, wala naman TV, di ba? Parang they just asked, sabi niya, I'm holding auditions for this and that. So I went, and it was even Bettina. Bettina was the one who, Aspiliaga.
Yes.
Bettina was the one who was holding the auditions. I was like number 70-something, and there were like 100, over 100.
Wow, and dami.
Auditionees. Pare, tapos, no, this is funny kasi I skipped the line, no, because of my sister, I guess. So from, I think they were on number 25 or 27. You know, they made me cut the whole line. So I went in already. Then I sang a song, Say That You Love Me by Basil Valdez yata. So, yun. And then I could, the thing was, I could see them habang nagpapa-audition. Pare, ano, kasi I sucked in auditions. I mean, I'm not very good in auditions. So, nung every time they call in someone on stage, the moment that guy or girl sings one line, pare, chugi ka agad. Thank you, we'll call you. So I'm like, oh my God, I don't think I can do this.
But you did it.
Oh, pag akit ko ng stage, and then Bettina made me feel relaxed and all. So you sing. Pare, I sang that song, they made me finish it. And then, after that, to cut the long story, Boy Abunda put me aside and said, and told me specifically, sabi niya, don't join the competition. Do you want a career in singing? I'll handle your career in singing. So I was like, who the hell is this Boy Abunda? Sino ba to? So after that, I said yes, but then I just graduated. Punta akong Boracay without okay. I thought he wasn't serious. So wala, pare. For a week yata or something, ano siya, he was frantically looking for me. Wala naman yata, ni pata uso cell phones nun or anything. So hinahanap pala ako for after a week. Sabi ko, no, I went to, you know, I went on vacation or whatever. So, tapos sabi niya, we were looking for you. You were going to sing for some international modeling contest or whatever. Ariel sang there. Both of us dapat.
Okay.
He made me sing, pare. He paid me, made me sing in, I forget, my very first stint with him. He paid me 3,000 pesos.
Malaki nun, no? So I'm like, anong taon yan, Calbs?
91.
Malaking pera yata yun, no? 1991.
I've never seen 3,000 in my life, okay. You know, holding 3,000 pesos. And I did that work for like 3-4 minutes. And he goes, and I vividly remember, sabi ko sa kanya, boy, all mine, sir. Yeah, you worked for it. Cool. So, sabi ko, I like this. I like this job.
So, Calbs, after that, did you have a single? A hit single?
Parang dami kong hit songs. Unfortunately, hindi nyo lang alam lahat eh. Yun lang, yun nga. Ubus ng nanay ko lahat yung, ano, yung CDs lahat, no? Tsaka okay. Cassette tapes. Kaya walang nabenta sa market. No.
But you release an album?
24BMG. That time. BMG okay, okay. Records. Yeah. Unfortunately, medyo, in as much as I'd like to brag about it, wala sumikat.
Well, you know, the music industry naman eh, di ba?
Yeah, that's the story behind it.
The music industry is like a tambiolo, eh, di ba? It's like,
no, it was all worth it. Like, yeah.
But you had a career.
I consider everything as a blessing eh. Kasi,
that's right.
I found something I enjoy doing. When Boy sat me down, he told me, pare in my face, sabi niya, you're not gonna be Martin Rivera or Gary Valenciano. So I'm like, gusto ko nga sumikat, di ba? So he goes, no, but if you work hard enough, you're gonna stay long in this industry. And the secret to it is longevity. So
I agree with Boy.
So parang from day one, my feet was planted on the ground because Boy was very honest with me.
Ang galing, Calbs, because that's one reason why I love doing podcasts like this. Because kahit kaibigan ka itong matagal na, there are some insights and some experiences. Now, of course, hindi mo naman nakukwento sa akin. It's something, right? Because may napupulot din sila kahit paano. Especially yung... especially yung how you manage your expectations, how you manage your career, di ba?
And I carry that until today naman. When people ask me, oh, but hindi ka na kumakanta, you know? Sabi ko, you know, it was fun while it lasted. Sabi ko, I really enjoyed every minute of it.
You still do events, honest. Right? You would host, you would sing.
I mean, before
the quarantine, it is, no?
Yeah. I found my satisfaction kasi jet with my family and all. So parang, tapos I have other passions naman apart from... I mean, I'd love to sing. Kasi I underwent an operation. I'd been operated on my nodes, eh. So I cannot, my vocal strength is not that strong anymore. But I could probably belt out about 2-3 songs. After that, I'm a little bit, my vocal cords are not you know, operating. Parang hirap to hold na, to hold notes from my...
Well, it's hard to believe that, Calvin. Kasi, okay, after your singing career, there was this jump you made to theater, which is what I want to get into. Kasi doon kita nakilala. Doon tayo naging kaibigan, no?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So you became Roger in Rent. Was that your first musical?
First with the very first for Atlantis. My very first taste of theater was with Tanghalang Pilipino.
Anong musical yon?
We did Noli Mitare and El Filibusterismo. This was directed by Nonon Padilla.
Okay, okay.
And I was very fortunate. I came across none less than the maestro, si Mr. T. I guested in his TV show that time, Ryan Musikahan. And he asked me, he said, you know, we're doing this parang musical. So, sabi niya, why don't you come in audition? So I was very, very honored kasi Mr. C was the one. I don't even know if he remembers that. But, you know, pare, when I went, pagdating ko dun sa CCP, Mr. C was there. And when I arrived, he sat down on the piano and played for me. Again, that was like, wow, pucha, Mr. C, audition piece. So I sang kahit panaginip lang. I'm a Basil Valdez fan.
Obviously, so, yeah. Oh, hiling mo sa mga Basil songs. So.
Yun lang. So he played for me and I got the role.
Did you like theater, Calvin? Because your brother is Chris Milliado, who's a well-known theater director. May influence ba yon?
I would like to think na in that we're basically in the same industry, but he's never directed me or anything for some weird reason. I don't know if hindi naman sinasadya yan or anything, but we never got to work together. I think we did mga musicals lang in... yung parang productions lang with CCP. That's the closest we got to work with each other. No? But hindi naman sinasadya yun. But pretty much, you know, I see all my brothers, my older brothers and my sisters were mga aktivista yung mga kapatid ko eh. So, you know, I would go to yung mga, they'd have these musicals and they have these shows. Mm-hmm. We grew up watching them and all of that. So siguro, you know, probably had an influence as well.
So, Calves, what satisfaction do you get out of performing in musicals? Because between you and me, we've done musicals together. Yes. We've done Rocky Horror Show, Dreamgirls, Rock of Ages.
Pare, thank you for refreshing my memory.
Ano pa ba? Pero marami ka nagawa outside of that, di ba? And mostly under Atlantis Productions, right?
Actually, all with Atlantis. I'm a little bit spoiled with Atlantis. Yan naman pag-iaya
mo. Kaya mahal na mahal ka ni Bobby.
No.
He has nothing but good things to say about you.
Ito, ikwento ko lang. I think it started 99, no? Or something. That was Atlantis's first. Eh.
It was, yes.
So he recommended me. So we came across each other. And Bobby said, oh, you know, you should do Rent. So he gives me this, or Bettina hands me over a cassette or a CD that time, I think, for One Song Glory. So I said, you learned this song because there's an audition and all. But again, like I said, I'm not very good with auditions. Eh. Kasi parang traumatized ako dyan. There's a backstory to that audition, pero we might not have the time. But anyway, I did study the song. Jet, dun ako sa parking lot, pinlay ko yung CD audition. Pinakinggan ko lang isang beses.
Langyaka.
So, so I sang like the first two lines.
Okay.
And then, wala na, hindi ko na alam yung the rest. Thank God for Bobby. You know, I was even suggesting names. That was how I was with, wala ako talaga. I said, Bob, you know what? You should consider Wency Cornejo. You should consider, there's another guy I suggested, I forget the name. But I was giving him names. Sabi ko, Bob, you know who's perfect for this? Not me. Sabi ko, I cannot reach the notes.
But because of the success of Rent, which ran in Manila and also in Singapore, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
I know as much kasi nag-auditioned na ako dyan.
You did? Oh, ano?
I did.
Eh, ba't hindi?
For your role. So you have to thank me.
Seriously? Na hindi mo kinuha?
No, because the Dawn toured the US. Pero that was 2000. So I don't know if that was already you.
Yeah. That was the very first one. Oh, yun.
So I wasn't able to do it because the Dawn had prior engagements, but I wanted the experience of auditioning for Atlantis. In fact, nung una nakilala rin si Bobby. As history would have it, you got the role thanks to me. and became such a huge success. And you know, ang lakas ng following ng Rent up to this day, di ba? Other people who are still
I think that time it was really relevant. The issues were relevant, di ba? AIDS and all of that. So and it was powerhouse naman yung cast noon. It wasn't, you know, maganda yung ano. And it again, perfect timing yon. You know, maski ako parang honestly, I really was very thankful that Bobby insisted on me. Alam mo, Jet, sa audition ko, pare, hindi mo na ako tatanggapin eh. Second line pa lang, hindi ko na alam yung kante. So Bobby was just like, you know, and the reason why I said that, I was quite spoiled. Why I'm spoiled with Atlantis? Kasi Bobby just, well, I don't know if Bobby just calls me. You're gonna be this role in this musical. I'm like, okay, let's do it. But no, I was still active naman with still mainstream pa rin. That time I was active kasi I ventured into hosting events na, you know, hosting and singing. Hindi ako mapili.
You were big on bodybuilding, no, Carlos? That was really a passion of yours back then.
There was a time after basketball, parang I moonlighted pa. I did quite a number of I did ramp modeling and all of that. So I enjoyed it. Actually, I enjoyed my life. So yeah, and we did the catwalk. So masaya rin. So the photo shoots and all of that. Yeah. So
man of many talents.
No, but you know, you go with the tide. You say, hey, masaya naman eh. You're fortunate that you meet the right people in the industry. Boy was very instrumental, and then I met Bobby. Bobby was very nice too. And I did almost like 12 or 13 musicals with Atlantis. Don't let me enumerate one by one kasi hindi ko alam lahat. So, but more or less, at least 10 or 11. Actually, Atlantis has been inviting me to, has sent out invitations for me to audition. Unfortunately, you know how theater is, diba? It's really not, you know, nothing against it. Pero, alam mo pare, pag pamilyado ka, syempre, you know, it has to put food on the table, more or less. Kasi we rehearse every day, di ba?
Of course.
It takes so much of your time. And hindi naman ako jet pangan, di ba? So,
naku, yun. You know.
You know, it's hard, bro. Di ba? I used to wing it because I'd buy shows. I'd buy nights, di ba?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you that. That was my next question.
Kasi entrepreneurial ako eh. So I'd buy it. And it's quite hard, pari. You hustle for tickets. You're selling this. You're lifting down people. You're calling them in between rehearsals. So, you know, it was fun for a while. Ko,
that must have been difficult in those times that you were a star in the show. You were also selling the same show.
If people only knew, di ba? Parang, ang hirap din, you know.
But you were natural for it, Calvin, and you found ways to earn extra.
I think if I didn't end up singing or anything, I would probably be selling something or whatever. My brother nga told me, "Oh, ito, you can sell ice to Eskimo to Eskimos in you know what I'm saying?"
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Ako ganun lang. So you survive by doing that. So, yeah.
Which is what you're doing right now. And to our listeners, there's one thing I really admire about my friend Calvin here is that he's really a survivor. You know, he's a dedicated family man. I've seen how he loves his family and how family is
like
priority.
You, pare. Diba? Like you.
Hindi ka, hindi ka napapatalo sa panahon. Kumbaga, you roll with the punches. And right now, you're quite successful in having your own motor shop. Sort of goes hand in hand with your passion, which I share with you. Old cars, di ba? Old cars because, well, mas mura sa bago. And really, if you're a car nut, if you're a car enthusiast, old European cars are fun to work with.
Yeah.
Siyempre, hindi ngayon, di ba? Because now we're really saving every peso that we have now because of the quarantine.
Hindi rin. Gumagastos ka rin eh. Huh?
Hindi pa rin. Ngayon, the priority is survival. And speaking of which, Calza, I would like to take this opportunity once again to thank our frontliners.
Oh, yes.
And everyone who has to go to work to serve others in this time of crisis. really, our prayers go to you guys. And please keep safe, especially in this weather. No, it's not helping. Na napakainit. And then our doctors and our nurses have to deal with the conditions that they're in right now. Dadagdag pa yung init. So, really, maraming salamat sa ginagawa nila.
The least we can do is really just stay home and, you know, we do our parts, di ba? Kasi they're there. They're in the firing line. Sila lahat. So, we thank all of them. Oh, tama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. I would like to also mention a few names that really made an impact. I would like to start with the man who really supported you always in theater, si Ñoy Volante.
Oh, really?
Sobrang bait ni Ñoy. Wow. Yeah, he was my pilot talaga episode. Kaya malaking pasalamat ko sa kanya. Tsaka napag-usapan ka na.
Talaga. Buti, buti nag-survive ka kagad. Ano first episode ko.
Maganda yung Ñoy, usapan namin. Oo. He had
maganda naman.
Things to
I
say
should
about
listen
you.
To that.
Oh, hindi, wag na. Pero okay naman.
I can defend myself, pare. I can defend myself. Kung ano yung sinaman yun. Nalala mo ba?
You remember Ñoy, di ba? Nung Rocky Horror Show, he was just starting his career in music, di ba?
And yeah, oo. Chorus siya nun. Parang ano, di ba? Yung mga others. Yung ganyan.
Ayun, talagang sikat na siya. So, don't worry,
Buti Cal. Naman.
I'll make sure Ñoy hears this podcast para marinig mo yung tribute mo sa kanya.
So, I love him, pare. Si Ñoy pa. Diba? Nung sobra. Sabi.
Parang galing sa ilong, ah.
No. For those listening, ah, baka akala nila, ano, parang, that's how we roll. Kami nila Ñoy and Jet. Then, parang kapatid na natin yun. Oh, ayan, ha, may sinabi ako maganda.
Actually, pati si Jamie Wilson, nakahawa sa'yo.
Si Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie Wilson, guys, is a person who was actually born on the stage. Practically born on the theater stage. Bata pa lang yun, he's doing theater. So,
yeah, sila Monique and him, diba, before. Yeah.
Exactly. So, having been a theater actor, Calvin, to those who are listening right now, of course, we don't know where this is going to go, this quarantine, how it's going to affect everything, right?
Yeah.
Pero syempre, marami pa rin nag-hope dyan that especially sa mga nagtiteatro, they're hoping that one day they can go back to the theater and do what they love, no? Especially those who are just starting. So para sa kanila, anong advice ang pwede mong parang napilukan ka yata.
Kasi I'm thinking, am I the right person to ask this? Oh, anyway, go ahead.
I think merong insight dyan. Kasi you're not one of those people that were like Jamie Wilson, practically born on the stage. Yeah. You came from another industry and you crossed over like me, di ba? So, anong insight ang pwede mong ibigay sa kanila? Expectations or stuff like that?
I was guided. Bobby was very integral sa akin kasi he guided me through it. Everything, no, from yung, I guess you remember you guys were talking about punctuality sa rehearsals, the discipline that he instilled sa atin, hindi ba? So,
lalo sa'yo.
and he still tries to do it until today. Sa'yo rin, di ba? Siguro it's down again to enjoying what you're doing. Ako, when I, theater kasi is very raw, di ba?
I can't say this enough. You have to love it because if you don't, it doesn't make sense to do it. Because like I said, and many theater actors will tell you this.
Correct.
The money's not that great. The work hours are long. There's a lot of dedication and time.
You know, up to this day, Jet, unfortunately, nahihiya na nga ako kasi I've been invited quite a few times to audition for musicals. And deep inside of me, I'd really love to go back on stage. Yun nga, you were saying, unfortunately, there's some reality siya eh. Now that I have my own family, ang hirap to balance, you know, kasi reality gives you the economic side of it. Medyo hindi siya viable. I wish I was in a situation where I can do it because I love it. not mm-hmm. because I need it, you know?
Yeah.
So ang hirap eh. Ang hirap to ano. I would love to go back to theater again. And yun, baka ganagalit na nga si Bobby kasi he's been inviting and all of that. And ako, unfortunately, I'm not in a situation where I can, you know, I've been pencil pushing. Sabi ko, teka, 2 months, 3 months run.
Right.
That's how I am. That's how I am. I you know.
That's why it's important also to have other businesses. Eh,
or that's
other
correct.
Income
that's
generating
and I've never stopped. I've never stopped. But oh. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none, the way I see it. So as you know me also.
You're doing very well with what you're doing. And I hope that one day, who knows, di ba? Makita kita uli sa entablado.
Pare, would love to go back again. No?
Because in a production, we need guys like Alvin Milliado to keep things light. You know? But really, you're one of the most caring, you're one of the most generous, and you're one of the most, stand-up guys. In theater and in anywhere else. That's why I'm very glad that you took the time to have this conversation with me. So,
thank you for the kind words.
Meron ba bang gustong ipahiwatig sa ating mga listeners bago tayo magpaalam?
Bakit? Tapos na ba? Tapos na?
Oh, tapos na. Oh. Meron ka ba bang gustong idagdag? Oh, sabi na eh.
No, what do I need to know? Wala, siguro ano lang, the levels of satisfaction that we have in life. I mean, you know, may silang buhay natin eh. We gotta enjoy the journey na.
Definitely.
Diba? Wherever we are now. Ako kasi never had any qualms with let's say, I never regret anything. Let's just put it that way. So, if I am blessed again to be on stage, I would be very grateful. Otherwise, I'm happy that family would, my family would be my should I say greatest happiness, siguro. Kasi in this nature of job, we get to spend a lot of. I see my kids growing up. I have mm-hmm. the opportunity to have quality time with them. So, you know, I love the kind of career I went to. Kasi wala akong oras. I don't have a 9-to-5. So, if I don't do it, hindi naman ako mahilig lumabas. I mean, I'm past that stage. I go from my shop, my business now, and then I go home. I even go home for lunch and then I go back to the shop, my office, and then back home. So, very simple, pare. Very simple pleasures na lang. And of course, our babies, our cars, di ba? Masaya na tayo.
Ah, ikaw yung maraming cars eh.
Puro luma.
Calvin, no, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And once again, you know, I look up to you. You're a dedicated family man. There's something to be learned from people like yourself.
Pare, salamat.
Who will survive and do anything for family. So, maraming salamat, Calvin Milliado. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Jeff.
Much. And I hope to see you soon after this quarantine. Diba?
Game na. Para ano,
makalibring merienda uli ako sa inyo.
Anytime.
Anyway, this is Jet Pangan. Bye.